Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
One of the themes that people preach a lot about is the storms of life and just the different trials you go through. And they always kind of, like, the Bible has different examples of people going through literal physical storms, like the disciples out on the sea of Galilee and the ship almost sinking or different things like that, the wind and the waves being so bad, and finally Jesus coming to them, calming the storm. And one of my favorites is that the one where, you know, if it's you, Lord, you know, bid me to come out on the water to you. And Jesus calls Peter out on the water. He walks to where Jesus is, and then he starts looking at the wind and the waves, and he started to sink. And he's basically, like, one word, like, help, Lord, something like that. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and helped him. And that was the passage I was going to share today, but I decided not to. Because I found another one that's kind of another storm in the Bible, Psalm 107. And it's kind of neat. But when you think about it, think not just as a physical storm, but think of your life. Think of the trials you go through when you're, the wind and the waves, they're so overwhelming to you. But it's the Lord that can calm those storms. And that's what this, and the poem I'm going to share today, it's called God's Love Through the Storm. The author is unknown. I tried doing a search for it before online and could never find a name associated with it. But it's a pretty long song, so I'm going to keep my intro short, but I wanted to read some verses out of Psalm 107 first. Verses 23 to 32. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. And one of the interesting things is, in the context of Psalm 107, it says, God's the one that brings the storms. A lot of times we look at, well, yeah, God allows the devil to tempt us and try us, but God is the one in control of the storms, even when they begin. And here, the storms are so bad, the seas, the ships going up and down in the waves. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them to their desired haven. He's the one that brings you to safety. He's the one that brings you home again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. I did not know his love before, the way I know it now. I could not see my need for him. My pride would not allow. I had it all without a care, the self-sufficient lie. My path was smooth, my sea was still, not a cloud was in my sky. I thought I knew his love for me, I thought I'd seen his grace. I thought I did not need to grow, I thought I'd found my place. But then the way grew rough and dark, the storm clouds quickly rolled. The waves began to rock my ship, my anchor would not hold. The ship that I had built myself was made of foolish pride. It fell apart and left me bare, with nowhere else to hide. I had no strength or faith to face the trials that lay ahead. And so I simply prayed to him and bowed my weary head. His loving arms enveloped me, and then he helped me stand. He said, you still must face this storm, but I will hold your hand. So through the dark and lonely night, he guided me through pain. I could not see the light of day or when the storm might wane. Yet through the aches and endless tears, my faith began to grow. I could not see it at the time, but my light began to glow. I saw God's love in a brand new light, his grace and mercy too. For only when all self was gone, could Jesus' love shine through. It was not easy in the storm. I sometimes wondered why. At times I thought, I can't go on. I'd hurt and doubt and cry. But Jesus never left my side. He guided me each day. Through pain and strife, through fire and flood, he helped me all the way. And now I see as never before how great his love can be. How in my weakness he is strong, how Jesus cares for me. He worked it all out for my good, although the way was rough. He only sent what I could bear. And then he cried, "Enough." He raised his hand and said, "Be still." He made the storm clouds cease. He opened up the gates of joy and flooded me with peace. I saw his face now clearer still. I felt his presence strong. I found anew his faithfulness. He never steered me wrong. Now I know more storms will come, but only for my good. For pain and tears have helped me grow as naught else ever could. I still have so much more to learn as Jesus works in me. If in the storms, I'll love him more. That's where I long to be. Amen. Thank you.